All right, Ryan, we're in the back of the Activision booth here, the behind closed doors area.
It's true. We're back here. We're waiting.
We're waiting in front of a closed door here to see DJ Hero.
Yeah, I saw Tony Hawk earlier. That's how closed door it is
back
here.
That's pretty closed door. So we just got out of Modern Warfare 2.
We did. They were showing basically a kind of a long form version of the demo that they were showing during the Microsoft press conference.
Right. So it didn't do that whole, you know, in the interest of time thing. This went the whole
way. Answers your question of whether or not
that would be in the game or not. So yeah.
And kind of just expanded on what they showed before. You get to see a little sequence with McTavish getting taken by enemy troops, and then you distract them with a huge explosion and then murder dudes.
Yeah, like when you hit the explosion, like basically hit the detonator on the explosive that you place at that fuel depot, and it everything drops into slow-mo for a little bit there. And that's pretty awesome. You got a gun with a heartbeat sensor on it. The old, I wrote it down here somewhere what the actual name of it is. Oh, you know what? Gun names. Pshaw.
The one with motion sensor.
It was a silenced and heartbeat sensor. It's a silenced ACR. There it is.
Oh, nice.
So, and also the enemy weapons that drop. I know that some of this got out there, but, you know, seeing it in person will be configured. Sort of like guns can be configured in multiplayer. You'll find like a FAMAS with a red dot sight or an AK-47 Grenadier edition. So I assume that'll have a grenade launcher on it.
I didn't pick up on any of that.
Yeah, they're just walking over them. But it said press X to pick up, and it says kind of exactly what it is. Soap with his sweet ice beard.
Yeah, he's got a frosty beard.
Frosty ass beard. That's pretty sweet. So get to see him kind of. I did not know that the dialogue in that stuff is totally placeholder.
Yeah, that's all temp. They said that apparently that's their QA lead doing his best
Price impression, which is weird because I was like, it kind of sounds like Price, but I guess it makes sense because, you know, Soap came up under Price. Why wouldn't he sort of sound like Price? But
I mean, when they first opened that demo during the Microsoft press conference, like they show him sitting there smoking the cigar, I'm like, wait. Is that right?
He got shot up.
I almost, like, it took me a while to realize that, oh, wait, no, that's the guy you played as before.
Right, yeah.
And when I said that in the little Q&A after the demo, the Infinity Ward guy kind of reacted a little bit, like that was very deliberate to, like, make him seem very Price-esque, kind of passing the torch on that character.
Yeah, so that's kind of cool. Some sled neck action there, some snowmobiles.
We got to see him get killed by a snowmobile.
You got run over by a snowmobile, which kills you.
Yeah.
In case you're wondering, one shot center mass of the snowmobile will totally take you down. Good to know. Let's see here. But yeah, when you get on the snowmobile, that sequence is pretty long, too.
Yeah, the big fat jump at the end.
You're like going over like icy lakes while helicopters are shooting at them, which seems like it could be really dangerous.
Yeah.
And there's
one part where you're going down. Stop saying that.
Slednecks.
There's one part where you're going down a hill at just crazy speed, and you're like weaving between trees.
Jumping and doing all kinds of crazy stuff. But basically, you get to a helicopter at the end. That's where it fades out.
Yeah.
And they did not say that was the first thing you do, but it is kind of a setup piece. It is coming pretty early on.
Yeah. It seems like they're kind of introducing stuff there. Yeah. So.
They spoke a little bit about the technology, said that it's, you know, kind of built on the same code base, but there's a new renderer that has streaming support. So as a result, the levels can be a lot larger now. And with the renderer, they said that the quality of lighting and shadows would be better.
Yeah.
I saw the fire. There's a little bit of fire there that I thought the glow off that looked really great.
I noticed variable weather effects. Like there's one part where you're walking along a road or a landing strip or something, and you can kind of, it's very clear out, you see a little bit of snow, and then the storm kind of kicks up some.
I think that has to do more with the story stuff.
Yeah.
Like it picks up and then dies down kind of towards the end there. But yes, that happened.
Pistol with a knife.
Yeah, pistol, holding a pistol while holding a knife, all cross-armed for support purposes and such.
And they stonewalled you on your credit song question.
Yes, I asked him if there would be hip-hop over the credits, and, you know,
neither confirm nor deny.
They would not confirm nor deny. They made a joke about there being a country song, but that's not happening. Let's see. Of course, they were not talking about multiplayer, but they have talked in the past about special ops mode being like kind of the co-op thing, and it will have multiplayer. They did say that. And
that's a surprise.
Yeah, weird, huh?
So you want to talk a little bit about, we also saw Guitar Hero 5.
Yeah.
They kind of shown the party play mode, which is the thing that's going to allow you to play basically multiple people on the same instrument.
And that actually, so the cool thing about that is if you just start up the game and let it sit for a while, it'll go into that mode automatically.
So just like a song will play and then you can pick up an instrument and just start jamming.
So it's like, it's a lot like the thing that like Lips had that basically, but this will let you drop out and join back with a different instrument if you want or, you know, pass it off to someone else.
Change your difficulty on the fly.
Right. Change your, you know, you need to do like lefty flip or something like that. You can do that without pausing the song or anything.
Yeah, that was the cool part, is that it kind of allowed the songs to keep going even if a player wanted to leave or, you know, they needed to change some variable. Yep. Lord knows.
And we got 3 seconds, so.
Ah!